Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Sound.
Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I'm your host, Poetic Energy, and we're on the air with our morning inspiration and candid conversation. What we're going to be talking about today, what should women be doing in the home? We're going to just talk briefly about that today. I was kind of led to, I was thinking about how, when I was previously talking about the family unit, how things are not the way they used to be in the home. And I kind of picked up a book that I have in my collection that I haven't borrowed from in a while, entitled A Woman's High Calling, 10 Essentials for Godly Living by author Elizabeth George. As you know, my show is about promoting authors, poets, artists, uplifting, motivating, educating. We try to do it all. We want to touch the whole life experience of a person that's listening to the show. But I came across, just searching through the book here, chapter 18 of the book, Homemaking an Essential for God Living. And it made me think about the things that we complain about in the unit these days, the family unit these days. We are so torn apart as families. We're not together anymore. No longer do families eat together, sit together, fellowship together. And that bothers me because I remember times where the family used to do those things. And I think that we have gotten to being so having so many conveniences in life, and we live in such a fast-paced life that we no longer have time for anything in the home. But I think it all starts with the leadership in the home. And since we're particularly talking about the woman, what should a woman be doing in her home? I'm going to read a few passages from the book and discuss that. It says, your home can be a paint by number, crude but heartless and immature attempt, or a masterpiece worthy to be hung in the halls of heaven, a work of art that truly brings honor and glory to God, not to mention the beauty and joy and order that bring peace of mind and well-being to the souls of those who reside there. And when I read that, it kind of reminded me of, you know, as a woman myself and as a mother, what should I be doing in my home, as you know, to make sure that my daughter gets good advice, gets good teaching, and not be a statistic out here in the world? And it brought that question to me: what should I be doing? And it made me think about how we as society complain a lot about children being mischievous and being out there in the world and just doing all kinds of things. But I think that somewhere along the line that we, and I'm including myself, we as a community have dropped the ball. And I want to offer some information on some of the things we could do to get back to educating our children and bringing back the family unit, the unity of the family home. And here's one of the things that I borrowed from the book that I'm reading, A Woman's High Calling, 10 Essentials for Godly Living by Elizabeth George. One of the things that she says in the book, your home should be where your heart is. It's that we all hear this warm before, but how can we really turn our hearts toward our home? Our fast-paced, multifaceted society does not seem to allow for or value nurturing the heart of a homemaker. A lot of people look down on just being a person that takes care of the home, prepares the home. Everybody wants to be out and about. Everybody wants to be seen. But she is saying in this book, this is, if we go back to making our heart our home, then we will begin to bring our children off the streets and bring our children back into a family, a sound family unit. And I really enjoy reading that because it is so important that it starts at the home. I was just looking at the news the other day, and they were talking about, you know, some different things that's happening, even though kids have not been in school very long this year, and, you know, there are so many occurrences of, you know, violence in the school. A young man had to bring a gun to school because he said he felt unsafe. Where in the world did he get a gun? He was 14 years old. Where did he get a gun from? And why didn't he feel safe enough to go to a school authority or even his parents? And the question is, they never questioned the parents or anything. I never saw them come on to the to be questioned. But it made me think about if we talked more with our children, perhaps we can learn more about what they're going through. And I try to. You know, I only have one daughter, but that's all it takes. It's very important for me how my daughter is raised. And I always try to raise her to talk to me about anything and everything, even if it hurts me to hear what she has to say. And this is what brought me to wanting to talk about this. Women, we as we're the helpmates. You know, even if you don't have a husband. Now, I don't have a husband. A husband should not be an excuse for not being able to be the strength of your home. And I thought it was very important to kind of talk about this today because I do want to see, I see we have a lot of strong women, a lot of single parents, myself being one, that we can be strong. We can raise our children in the communities that we live in to be good citizens and good Americans or non-American, if you don't live in America, wherever you may live, you can find yourself being a person of value to your family if you just go back to making your home your heart. I mean, you know you protect your heart. I'm the type of person that I'm not going to let anything just hurt my heart. So if we begin to think on those terms and just kind of bring life back into the family unit, bring our children back to the dining room table to have conversations with you and let you know what's going on in their lives. And I think that we will begin to see the changes in their lives. You will begin to see how they do really pay attention to what you're saying, even though they may not show you that they are. And sometimes a lot of children, they pretend that they don't listen to their parents, but they need guidance. They need someone to tell them how to navigate through life because it's a tough world out there. And if our children are not prepared, then if they find themselves following after someone they think has the answers, and we don't want that to happen. So women, this is what I'm saying. What should we be doing in the home? First, we should go back to making sure that our heart is our home. The other thing that she came up with is prayer. Now, I know that a lot of people always verbally say pray. But do we really take the time out to pray? A lot of people think that God will only hear you if you land up before him on the altar for an hour, 2 hours, but it don't take God that long to hear what you're saying. And this what kind of brought me to I remember being really young and we used to, have prayer in school and before they took it out. And I thought to myself, why are so many people fighting to keep prayer from school, but they're not fighting to keep crime from school, or they're not fighting to protect our children from predatory teachers? Why would someone like that want to take the prayer from the school? And it just hurt my heart, and it made me think about, women. We should be standing strong. And, I remember, talks of times where the women really stood strong. We had stronger alliances with God, and we had stronger appearances in the home, the church, the community. And it's just so important that someone takes the stand, someone regains the presence in our community, and take control back of our children. It's just so important to do that. I was witnessing a child taking something from the store, and I thought to myself, I didn't judge them because you never know why a child is doing what they're doing. But what I did is that I caught them and said, ask them why. And it hurt my heart to see this happened some time ago. It hurt my heart that he said that simply that he was hungry. It brought tears to my eyes because this child felt like he had no other option. And he wasn't doing out of selfish intentions. He wanted to actually help feed his family. And it brought so much tears to my eyes that children are going through so many things in the household, and they have no one that they can be comforted by. So I began to talk to the young man, and I told him there are other options. And I gave him some information to get in contact with people. I said, there's never an excuse to steal, but I understand your circumstances. But what I told him, I gave him some information. He said that his mom, works a lot and that, they needed something to eat. But I gave him some information of places where he told me to that he live around and where they can get food assistance, so he would never have to steal again. And it reminded me of the young man when I was just talking to him. I saw the gleam of it in his eye, how it made him feel happy that someone took the time out not to see that he went to jail or to prison, because sometimes that's not the answer. And sometimes kids will not be thieves or, you know, things of that nature. If someone just sits down and talks to him, and like I said, he wasn't stealing for selfish intentions. He was really hungry. And, you know, I gave him a couple of dollars and you know, gave him, bought him something to eat to take home for what I had. You know, there are instances where you can do it. If you have a little extra, you can do that. As a mom, I saw the need of a child. And as a mom, I saw a child that I saw past what he was doing and saw his heart. And that's what we need to go back to doing in the community and in the home and as women. Because we're supposed to be the backbone in the community. We're supposed to stand tall and strong. And I miss that in the community where women, we did a lot. We stood up for a lot. We were the strength of our husbands. And if you don't have a husband, you were just the strength of your family, your children. You protected your children. You were there for your children. Of course, all of us have circumstances in our life where we have to, you know, take on multiple jobs to ends meet. A lot of us have to take on being the father, the mother, the whole entire family unit. And I know that that's difficult. And I speak from experience and not from just observation. I really speak from experience. You know, it's a tough, tough thing. But we can do it. We as women can really stand strong and be strong models in our home. But she said that we should pray. That's one of the things that we should pray. It doesn't take God an hour. It doesn't take him 30 minutes. But we, within our spirits, begin to earnestly pray to God and pray for our family, pray for our children, pray for the circumstances in our community. We will directly begin to heal our community, begin to heal our children. The other thing I want to talk about is, she puts in her book, is spend time with other women who do love and make their homes. Now, that's so important. We, you know, I try to keep myself from a lot of cliquey groups and people that doesn't spread positive energy. Because if you think about it, the type of people that you hang around, you never know why you're feeling a certain way. If you're hanging around a lot of negative people, a lot of people that don't want to do nothing, they just want to sit up and gossip and never have anything positive to talk about, never have anything positive to bring toward the table, you know, that's a lot of wasted energy. Our communities are so corrupt with so much, and we find time to talk about all of that, but nothing about how we can change our community, you know, win our children back. We never sit down and have a group of women just sit down and talk about that, how they can make a difference in our community. And that's one of the things that really kind of draw me to the topic today, what should women be doing? Because, and this doesn't exclude men, but I just happen to, you know, as a woman, I just happen to be talking about it. And I think that this is one of the most important things that we can grasp on to as a topic of conversation today. Instead of just, you know, talking about the soap operas, I'm not a fan of soap operas, but I don't judge anyone else from watching those things. But, yeah, and nor am I claiming to be, you know, Miss Perfect or anything, but, you know, I try to invest my time and energy in as many positive things as possible, because I know that I am an example to my daughter, and I try to live that each and every day. But this is just one of the other things. She says, spend time with women who do love and make their home. And that's so important, to hang around the right type of people. I know we have friends that we've hung out for years and years, and I'm not saying get rid of your friends. I am saying that, you know, take an evaluation of your friends and see who you're really hanging out with and if they're having a positive influence in your life. And can they be positive influence in your children's lives, in your family lives? The other thing she says is invest in something, a book, a class, a project, a seminar, that sparks your interest in your home. A lot of times women, they say they never have anything to do. They never have any, you know, I don't know what to do. I don't know what I should be doing. I'm single. I don't have a husband, so I really don't know. You know, I don't have a lot of time to do anything, and I try to put myself in my work. But you know what I realize is that we can find something to do. For instance, I'm on Blog Talk Radio conducting a radio show. I do poetry. I do a lot. I write a lot. I do a lot of things, not to pat my own self on the back, but I think that it's important that we as women find ourselves, especially with children, find ourselves in indulging in things that are very positive so that they can look on and say, wow, my mom is doing this. I'm so proud of her. How can I do that? Because a lot of times you never know how your children are watching you. They're always watching you, just never think they're paying attention. And they're looking at, you know, learning, trying to learn from what you do. Even though they may seem like, oh, mom, you're this and you're that, and I don't want this and I don't want that. But truly, let me tell you, they really do want the guidance. They really do want it. They may say it because it is some appearance that they have to have in front of their friends. But children do really want guidance from their family. They want guidance from their mom. They need that, in fact. And it is saying that this one little passage she says that women, we should find ourselves indulging in something very positive, doing things, investing our time. If you're waiting on a husband, in the meantime, don't wait on a husband thinking about, oh, I am so lonely. Oh, I don't have a husband. Don't wait around for that. Because I believe, and I truly believe, that God will send you the person that you so desire. And because the scripture says he will give you the desires of your heart. Don't desire the one could be, you cheat yourself when you ponder over a man who doesn't return the love and you know, back to you. Well, that's one of the things that I've learned and talked to other women about. A lot of women, they choose a man, and it's not the person. He may be a good guy. I've met a lot of good guys, but I've also known that they were not the one for me. They may seem they fit, but they really don't. And even if a man chooses you, that don't mean he's the one. We as women have to evaluate what we really want in our lives, go to God and ask him, Lord, give me direction and give me positive influence in my life. Give me the mate that you want me to have. And you definitely want a mate that's going to make you happy and love you just the way you would love him. That's so important. Again, there's so many good guys out there. But, again, don't cheat yourself from love, because that's essentially what you're doing. But I love this book particularly because it has a lot of quality information in here, you know, particularly for women. But again, it says invest in something, a book, a class, a seminar that sparks your interest in your home. I do a lot of different, you know, classes or seminars, or I do the show. And it's just a wonderful thing. The other thing, the next thing she says in her book is home is the hub. Who lives in your house? I know you do, but who else is blessed or cursed, whichever shoe fits, to reside under your roof? As I again read through the portrait of Elizabeth, Princess's auntie, at her home, I saw that her home was the hub of constructive activity and loving family relationships and the many good things in life. I essentially love the description of auntie as an essential object around which everybody revolves. I had the mental image of her on the move, sweeping and swishing through room after room, turning and touching each person in each room wherever she went, working her magic that she fused and trifled with the many things, little things that make up the art of homemaking. There's nothing wrong with being a homemaker. There's nothing wrong with being a person that tends to their home, tends to the needs of their home. Again, you may not have a husband, but that's all right. You know, it's just your time and your moment to begin to work on yourself. And I believe when she was saying that in the previous investor stuff, to do something with yourself, that's essentially that's something that we can do. As a woman myself, I find myself getting involved in a lot of things and keeping my mind focused. But one thing I have learned is that you have to get yourself involved and not focus on not being with a particular man or a man. Focus yourself on getting yourself prepared for whomever is supposed to be welcomed into your life. And I think that is so important. And, again, the title of the show is What Should Women Be Doing? And these are some of the things we should be doing. I do have a caller. Let's see what this caller has to say. Caller, you're on the air with Poetic Energy.
Are you looking at 323, darling?
I'm sorry?
Are you looking at 323? I guess if you can hear me, I'm on. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. My name is...
Who are we speaking with this morning?
My name is Denise L. Cook, but I'm known as the Oracle.
Oh, hello. How are you? Welcome.
I am so excellent. I love your show early this morning. I must admit I did get up a little late. Even though I knew about the hour going back, I woke up at 5:40 this morning and laid back down. You know how that goes. So I'm just catching
indeed,
the end of your show. I apologize for that.
Oh,
I have
okay.
something I would like to share with you.
Sure.
From Khalil Gibran.
Okay.
It's on love. And it's from his book called The Prophet. Then said Almitra, speak to us of love. And he raised his head and looked upon the people, and there fell a stillness upon them. And with a great voice he said, when love beckons to you, follow him, though his ways are hard and steep, and when his wings unfold, you yield to him, though the sword hidden among his pinions may wound you. And when he speaks to you, believe in him, though his voice may shatter your dreams as the north wind lays waste the garden. For even as love crowns you, so shall he crucify you. Even as he is for your growth, so is he for your pruning. Even as he ascends to your height and caresses your tenderest branches that quiver in the sun, so shall he descend to your roots and shake them in their clinging to the earth. Like sheaves of corn, he gathers you unto himself. He threshes you to make you naked. He sifts you to free you from your husks. He grinds you to whiteness. He kneads you until you are pliant. And then he assigns you to his sacred fire that you may become sacred bread for God's sacred feast. All these things shall love do unto you that you may know the secrets of your heart and in that knowledge become a fragment of life's heart. But if in your fear you would seek only love's peace and love's pleasure, then it is better for you that you cover your nakedness and pass out of love's threshing floor into the seasonless world where you shall laugh, but not all of your laughter, and weep, but not all of your tears. So says Khalil Gibran from The Prophet on love.
Oh, I enjoy that. A poem, or is that...
Well, it says, this book, which is Gibran's masterpiece, has become one of the beloved classics of our time. It was published in 1923 and has been translated into more than 20 languages. The Prophet, it just speaks on things life, much like your show.
I really enjoy that. I'd like to get some more information about that so I can read up on it myself.
Okay, I'm looking in the book now to see if they provide, you know what, I will send you some information. I'll send you a link or something. I'll find it for you and then make that happen.
Oh, that's wonderful. I so appreciate that. I think that's, you know what, I'm glad you read that because I think love is one of the key things, too, to, you know, the family unit that's missing.
Oh, most assuredly. Unconditional love.
Yeah, unconditional love. You're absolutely right. I think it's missing in the family unit these days. And like I was sharing with the story about the young man, stealing, you know, from the store to provide, you know, to get mm-hmm. something to eat. I also got the sense that he felt unloved, but he felt like he had to do what he had to do for his family. I do not believe in the circumstances. I never met his mom or anything because this was just a child in passing, but I think that a lot of kids do feel unloved, mm-hmm. not because that's true to their life, but because, a single-family home, a single mom raising children just doesn't have the time to nurture them or to adhere to the needs of, you know, that you know what the children are dealing with.
So
and
true,
I felt
you know
like
what?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was going to say also, I think it's a preconceived idea that single parents, and I'll include the fathers too because there's a great deal of single fathers out there these days, but I think there's a preconceived idea that you can't I don't think they consider it nurturing. I think they consider it babying. I've got to teach them the ways of the world. I've got to show them how difficult it is out here. I've got to make sure that they can be strong and stand on their own 2 feet. And in doing so, they negate the touchy-feely, the cuddliness, the loving, you know, the overt love that kids are looking for, and they give love in a different way. They keep food on the table. They keep new shoes on your feet, clothes on your back that don't have holes in them. They make sure that you go to a good school if they can. They may even participate on occasion at school, but they show love in action as opposed to the physical and the touchy, cuddly things that children see as love. They don't see the other stuff as love, I think, you know, and that's where communication comes into play, sitting folks down
Absolutely.
And really talking with them and spending time with them.
Absolutely.
May
Did
I give you, I'm on Blog Talk Radio as well. May I give you my Blog Talk Radio information on the chat in the chat room?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay?
You should. We support one another here at the Poetic Indie Radio Show.
Well, I'll be on
definitely.
Today at 3 o'clock. I'm on every Sunday from 3 to 4, and the show title is The Oracle Speaks. My Blog Talk Radio address is blogtalkradio.com/Denise-Lyles-Cook. But I'm sure if you type in The Oracle Speaks, it'd pull it up, I think. I'm new to this game.
Okay. Yes, but make sure you put it in the chat room so if others that are in the chat room have an opportunity to stop by, they will. I'll make sure I slated for as a reminder for the show at 3 o'clock. Is that Eastern Standard Time or
that's
what time zone
PST,
are you?
Pacific Standard Time. I'm in Los Angeles, California, where the sun is shining.
All right. Well, that will be 6 o'clock my time, I believe.
If you're in the back east, yes. If you're 3 hours ahead, so 3 o'clock my time would be 6 o'clock your time. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Where are
All
you?
Right. I'm glad I asked that because sometimes you don't know, and I give
mm-hmm.
you when you make promises to come to somebody's show, I like to make sure I do that. And
where are you?
I'm in Michigan.
Michigan. Oh my goodness! Isn't it cold out there? Or what's your weather
yes,
like?
Yes, it is. Very cold today. But I'm not complaining. I thank God, and I thank. I thank him for being in the land of the living till you can feel the cold.
Mm-hmm,
that's what
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking.
mm-hmm.
All right. We definitely will show up at 6 o'clock your time and check your show out and perhaps call in and get an opportunity.
Yes. That would be great. I'm excited.
I so appreciate you sharing that with us. And if you...
Oh, I'm definitely going to get that information to you. I am going to seek it out because, as I said, I was trying to look very quickly while we were still on the air to find it. But rather than hold your time up and I see you have other people in the queue, I'll go ahead and make sure that happens within the next half hour or so.
Oh, that would be great. Again, we thank the Oracle for showing up and calling in to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. And we're just going to, we got 10 left, and we want to say thank you so much, and you're welcome to come back at any time.
Excellent. I shall return.
Okay. See you tonight.
Thank you, darling.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. That was the Oracle on the line with the Poetic Energy Radio Show. We're going to take a brief intermission and play a little music. We kind of keep the positive energy and the music playing. And I just want to play something, Mighty Rivers by the Cantina.
Lord, we ask that you would be glorified in our worship tonight. We give you all the praise and the glory.
There's a mighty river flowing. There's a mighty river flowing in this place. There's a mighty river flowing. There's a mighty river flowing in this place. And it's full of passion, full of power, full of glory. It's full of grace. There's a mighty river flowing. There's a mighty river flowing in this place. Oh, Jesus. There's a mighty river flowing. There's a mighty river flowing. And it's full of passion, full of power, full of glory. It's full of grace. Yes, Lord, please let your passion, let your power, let your glory fill this place.
Oh, Lord, yeah,
Lord, please.
your passion. Let your power, let your glory. Lord, please let your passion, let your power, let your glory fill this place.
Go ahead and thank him tonight for being here. Go ahead and worship him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
All right, all right. That was the Katina of Mighty River. I really love that song a whole lot because it just it brings you the atmosphere wherever you are and just a peaceful atmosphere around you. But we only have 3 more minutes left in the show, and I'd like to take this moment to just acknowledge and thank the guests for showing up to the Poetic Energy Radio Show, Morning Inspiration and Candid Conversations. We have Ann 24, welcome and thank you for stopping by. Black Homeschoolers, Gemini 619, CBG, my co-host, and the Oracle, Denise. Again, she put her information for her show this evening. All of those are able to stop by her show, 6 p.m. PST time. Then please do show her some love. I'd just like to thank you for listening in. Again, our topic today was what should women be doing in the home. We gave a couple of, things, excerpts from the book, A Woman's High Call in 10 Essentials for Godly Living. Elizabeth George is the author. I try to promote a lot of authors or talk about a lot of authors, poets. Recently we have filmmakers. We have a lot of people that's contacting us to be on the show, and I feel very blessed and fortunate for that to be happening. So I guess I may be doing a little bit something right, but I'm just so honored for that. And if I could just make one little other point is, she has in the book, home is a world of strife shut out and a world of love shut in. And I think that this is something that I want to remember all the time, that this is what home should be all about, a world of strife shut out and a world of love shut in. And at this time, we have 1 minute left in the show, and I would say, women, what we should be doing is preparing our home and making our home to be a happy home and teaching our children these different little principles in our lives. And we will see the conversation in another segment, but I do appreciate all of you again for hanging out with Poetic Energy on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. And again, thank you, Ann24, Black Homeschoolers, Gemini 619, Stevie G, my co-host, The Oracle, and all of those that Poetic State of Mind stopped in a little bit. But I do appreciate you all stopping by and sharing a moment with me talking about what should women be doing in the home. Women, I just say to you, let's make our homes be happy and let's win our children back and let's be the strength of our communities again. Have a great day. God bless. Talk to you real soon.
Because of